Annie Dugan is an art instructor at St. Scholastica and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings on Northland Morning. She joins us by telephone. Good morning, Annie. How are you today?
Good morning, Chris. I am doing fabulous, and I have some recommendations for folks who maybe find themselves with a little teeny tiny bit of extra time around the holidays. Maybe it's Boxing Day and you decide to stay home and read something, watch something, or listen to something. The book that I have to recommend is called Bauhaus Mädels. It came out this year. It is an exploration of the women who were part of the Bauhaus movement. So the Bauhaus movement was a really redefining of creative learning and creative education, and it's had a lot of ripple effects since its founding. It was a school that was developed between the wars in Germany, and it was a way to mix mediums, a way to mix arts, fine arts, craft, a way to think about design and the arts in a new way, and a lot of women were part of it. They had in their manifesto, it was that, you know, anyone and everyone were welcome to the school, but of course, in practice, that came about much differently, and a lot of the folks who are recognized as the Bauhaus leaders are, of course, white males. Well, this looks back at the women who were part of this movement, folks like Marianne Brandt, who was the first woman accepted to the metalwork program, and Alize, the fine design company, still uses her designs today. Annie Albers was a pioneering artist at the Bauhaus. She was a weaver and did some really fascinating work. So this goes back and it looks at those contributions. It finds photos from those studios that highlight those voices in the movement. There is a podcast that I have been listening to and absolutely love that involves art. It is called Last Scene. It is done, it's the WBUR in Boston put together this 13-episode look at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum heist in Boston. So it has got the mob, it has got crazy security guards, it's the greatest unsolved art heist of all time, and it really delves deep into all of these different threads to try and figure out. If you are one of those fans of unsolved crime, this is an art-focused one that is absolutely wonderful. It's called Last Scene. And then there's a few different movies that came out in the last couple years that, if folks haven't seen, they're a good entry into the art world and also just really fun. The first is American Animals. It's on Amazon Prime. And it is based on this true story of these four students in Kentucky who created the heist of these priceless historic books. So they it was the Audubon books, but basically this harebrained scheme that they come up with. It was a broad daylight art heist. So sort of my theme is art heist here. and it's just a really fun look at that crazy story. And then a couple documentaries. One is called The Price of Everything. It's on HBO. And I think a lot of folks have certainly in the last month been thinking about the art market because of the crazy piece that Maurizio Catalan put up with the duct tape banana. That's been around the news. And so this looks at sort of why that happens and why the art market is like that and why specifically the visual arts market is so aligned with capitalism, sort of last stages capitalism. So The Price of Everything. And then the other one is on Netflix. It's called Blurred Lines. And it's certainly about the art market, but it's a little bit larger. It looks at the art world in general. And it's a really good, fast-paced sort of, you know, bird's eye view of how it all works. You know, when you get people saying like, well, why is it like this? This is a good, Barry Average is the director, and he looks at the commercialization of the art world and sort of why it is that way. And then finally, and I sent Lisa the link, but I will send it to you as well, Chris. This the website that I check every single day, and I just want to recommend folks to look at and have on their browser link, is Hyperallergic. And they come out once a week with a required reading list. So this is articles that they've found dealing with the art world. They take a really fascinating look. I've talked with Lisa a few times about institutional critique that is certainly happening in the art world, and the art world sort of feels at this point of crisis, and Hyperallergic has really done a good job of reporting on that. But the article that they have right now that I think is delightful is they've taken these images from Victorian Christmas cards and compiled them, and they are just delightfully creepy Christmas cards. There is a picture of a dead robin with Merry Christmas underneath, sort of these bizarre Victorian takes on what Christmas is all about. There's a frog-on-frog violence with May Yours Be a Joyful Christmas. So they're delightful. It's a good little distraction if you need something to brighten your day, so to speak. And that is my list of all things distractible.
So the takeaway for me so far has just been art heists and creepy Christmas cards, Annie. I have a feeling I should call Interpol and let them know about you. You've outed yourself on the radio. I've got the evidence. So
I've been documented. I've been recorded.
Very good. Well, thanks so much, Annie. Have a good holiday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Chris. Take care.
Take care. Annie Dugan, who's an art instructor at St. Scholastica, and she's also our host for Where's Art? Monday mornings here on Northland Morning on 103.3 KUMD.